Scientists have issued new recommendations for the amount of some vitamins and minerals Americans should get in their diets. The recommendations reflect evidence that some vegetables deliver far less vitamin A to the body than previously thought, and for the first time they set upper limits for the intake of vitamin A, iron, and zinc. NPR's John Hamilton has details.
Just when you thought you were eating enough broccoli, scientists have concluded, maybe not. A report by the Institute of Medicine, which advises the government, finds that some fruits and vegetables provide the body with only about half as much vitamin A as scientists thought a decade ago. So they've doubled the recommended intake of foods including broccoli, carrots, and sweet potatoes. Dr. Robert Russell of Tufts University headed the group that wrote the report. He says the change reflects better scientific techniques to determine how much of a particular vitamin is actually absorbed by the body. The results, he says, are especially important for vegetarians.
If you're just relying on vegetables or fruits and vegetables for your vitamin A, it means you have to be a lot more careful about thinking which ones you're going to eat to get that. And in general, the rule is the darker the color, the more carotene it's going to have in it that can be converted to vitamin A. So dark green ones, dark yellow ones, dark orange ones, those are the ones to think about.
Without enough vitamin A, people are at risk for night blindness and immune problems. But Russell points out that even under the new guidelines, a man can get enough vitamin A by eating just a half a cup of cooked carrots each day. People who eat milk products or meat usually get enough even without lots of vegetables. Russell says a more troubling problem is keeping certain people from getting too much vitamin A.
Some of the dietary supplements on the market contain levels which, in my opinion, are dangerous and, in fact, are quite exceed the upper levels that we've established here. And I'm particularly thinking of vitamin A, where one can go to the health food store and basically buy a supplement that contains 8 or 10 times what our upper level is.
And that can cause birth defects or liver disease. So the report, for the first time, sets a maximum intake, 3,000 micrograms per day. The report also sets maximums for iron and zinc, which also can carry health hazards when taken in large quantities. Chris Rosenblum is a nutritionist at Georgia State University and a spokesperson for the American Dietetic Association. She says having upper limits for vitamins and minerals will make her job easier.
Even though as a nutritionist I always want people to get their nutrients from food first, I recognize that people take supplements. And now I have a number to tell them that if you are supplementing, here's a guideline that you shouldn't take any more than this in your supplement.
But Rosenblum says consumers may have a hard time determining just how much of these nutrients they're consuming. That's because dietary supplement makers often use international units or milligrams on labels, while the recommendations are in the form of micrograms. Another problem is that food labels, which are regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, still carry recommended amounts from years past, so they often differ from the latest advice from the Institute of Medicine.
It is a little confusing for consumers because there's just so much information coming from each group. However, I think the bottom line for us is that we still want people to eat a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and whole grains, and that message hasn't changed.
So broccoli is still on the recommended list, along with spinach, carrots, and other dark fruits and vegetables. Rosenblum says it's often hard to remember these items in a country where the two top vegetables are iceberg lettuce and French fries. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.